Welcome to the Prosperity Podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Prosperity Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about graduating to a prosperous mindset, since right now it's very common that people are graduating high school and college, and all of us, I think, are graduating every day to a new person. We would love how to adopt the prosperous person. How about that, Kim?
That is great, and what a great line. We are graduating every day. I never thought about that definition of the word, but it's so important to remember that every day we should have newness and a fresh start and all of the things that we associate with graduation in the more typical sense of the word.
Yeah, absolutely. And so when we think of graduation, I think that there are two types of people out there. There are the people that think, okay, I've made it, I'm done. And then you've got the people that say, I'm just getting started. So how do we get more of the getting started type of mindset?
Oh, so well said, because it's the getting started that is the prosperous mindset. And as you and I both know, and we've talked about in this podcast, it's so important to continue to be a student the rest of your life. You want to be a student of life. You want to be a student of growth. You want to have a beginner's mind. You want to have the ability to continue to study and learn. And self-education is becoming the new norm. I just heard some statistics recently. This came from Dean Graziosi and Tony Robbins, who've released a new program called the Knowledge Business Builder, I think, KBB, Knowledge Business Builder. And they were saying that, I think if I can get these facts right, something like $3,000 a minute are being spent on self-knowledge in the information age, in the internet space, of people paying money to continue to learn. And that's what a prosperous mindset does. It adopts a beginner's mind. It adopts the idea that education absolutely doesn't stop at graduation.
It doesn't. And, you know, I think just by nature of people listening to a podcast, they adopt that. And they're in this world where they're actively trying to learn more. So I'm wondering what we can add to this conversation so that we can amplify what they're already doing. So what are some of the things that you do as a prosperous thinker and a person that's been self-educating for years and years? What can we share with the listeners?
I think the most important thing is to figure out how you learn, because you'll fight yourself if you try to learn in methods that don't fit you. And sometimes that has to happen as well. And yet, if you can figure out how you learn best, it makes learning just such a normal part of your life. So as an example, and this took me a while to learn about myself, speaking of learning, and of course, self-knowledge is so valuable. I learned that I learn best by reading. And it's because I read crazy fast. I don't know why. I don't know how. I never had training, but it's just something that I do. And I do not learn best by listening, although that's my second mode. And I do not learn best at all by watching. So think about the normal three modes of learning. There's actually kind of a fourth, which is kinesthetic with our fingers. But if you just, the financial level, it's pretty much going to be reading, listening, or watching. So for me, it's in that order. But I am very resistant to video for whatever reason. If you send me, you know, these new email systems where your email's in a video, those drive me bananas. I try.
I've seen those.
Oh my gosh. They're supposed to be so cool and I can't stand them. But I try to dutifully watch them if they come in, if they're from a client, but thankfully not many people do. I tend to get them more from advisors. So if you figure out how you learn, then learning becomes natural, normal, a part of your everyday life. And there are absolutely some times when I have to set that aside and sit my little self down and pay attention to, for example, an audio message or sometimes even a video message. But I have to make a much more concentrated effort. Whereas if it's for me, reading, then learning is just normal and a natural part of my day. And so a prosperous person is going to learn, and they'll learn best if they figure out how they learn and they fit it into their daily operation. And if they also, and this is critical and also something that took me a while to figure out, have the humility to come into things with a beginner's mind. It's so hard sometimes. We want to show up and be the expert. We want to show up and, you know, display our knowledge. And that's just not a helpful mental space to be in.
You know, I fully agree with that. You know, when I'm looking at the different modalities of how we learn, I think there's another thing that's connected to that. And so there's the learning piece, but then we have the retention piece. And oftentimes, we're only retaining a small percentage of what we're learning. And so how do you make sure that you're going to retain as much as possible? And are you just happy with a certain percentage retention? How do you look at that?
Yeah, that's a great question. In my younger years, I was an avid note taker, and I just went crazy with notes. Like in college, all my friends, like, oh, get Kim's notes. Hers are always good. I have backed off from that and tend now to just really listen and trust that that I need to internalize will internalize. Now, believe me, I still take notes, but I don't try to take them as thoroughly as I used to. And again, for everybody, this is just something that you progress with over time as you graduate every day and, you know, put yourself in different and more and different again and more again environments, you're going to shift and adjust. And so of course there's times that maybe I will record something, you know, isn't that awesome? Like otter.ai, you can record audio materials, and maybe that's a great way for you to learn from something. You know, it's interesting. Dan Sullivan, my mentor, who I just appreciate so much at Strategic Coach, started us into a little exercise called thinking about your thinking. And that is a way to retain more. And what it is when you finish something, could be an hour-long listening session, a 20-minute listening session, an all-day seminar, whatever it is, you take just a few minutes to reflect back and think about what you were thinking about the entire day or the entire hour. And maybe you just identify 3 points or something from even a whole day that you want to retain and focus on again and work with. Because we all know at any learning environment, there's way more information than you're ever going to be able to make use of. And I think we really disable ourselves when we try to retain all of it. And so if you'll think about your thinking and just look back on the work that you've done, then you can identify the one or two things that really rose to the top. And that makes retention easier. It also makes taking action easier, which means you're going to get results easier, which means, of course, you're going to be more effective. And of course, all those things go together. That's the whole point of learning, right? You want to learn not just for the information, but for the wisdom and the results and the implementation of that wisdom.
Absolutely. I agree with that. And you're talking almost in the terms of like small mini graduations. As you go through and you think about your thinking and then you take action, you're graduating to a different phase, because then you get feedback. You know, it could be failure or success. One of the things that Dan Sullivan says, and Peter Diamandis, which is not how, but who, and getting whoers out there. So I would love to turn that to you and say, okay, we've thought about the way we think. We understand how we're going to gain knowledge, but maybe in some cases, it's not best for us to do it, or we need to get someone else to do it with us. So the who person. So can you dive into that with us?
Absolutely. So yes, who, WHO, is something that I turn to immediately. And I have for a long, long time, because early on with Dan's help, I realized I needed to focus on what I was good at and let everybody else do what they were good at. And so very quickly, when I identify something that I'm not good at, I identify who is good at it. And so Dan has taught us to not ask, how can I do this? But to ask, who can help me do this? And that takes humility right there, which is a good thing. And then you get so much better results because the who is probably somebody that loves to do whatever it is that is needing done. And so many times if I try to do something when I may know how or I learn the how part, I'm not going to be nearly as good at it as somebody who's naturally suited for whatever that work is. And really to our clients, which I'm always so grateful for, that's what they're doing. I am a who to them, to you, our clients, as a financial advisor. And there are other who's that you have in your life. Spencer, you're a who to me. You help us make this podcast better, not only with your good interviewing skills, but your good team and technology behind it. So anytime you are working on learning something, if you can mix in a who, that's helpful. And then there's also one additional suggestion that I want to give, which we've all heard but tend to forget about sometimes. And that is that anytime you're learning, if you can turn around and teach it, you can do even better with that learning because you are forced to internalize it better, summarize it better, make better use of it, come up with your own stories, et cetera.
You know, I would say this, cue the graduation music because that was quite a senior speech. That was amazing. I love it, Kim. That was great.
Wonderful. You know,
hearing that final icing on the cake of any time that we're learning something, we need to teach it is absolutely a great way for us to master what we're doing. Wonderful.
Well, it's always a joy to share, and graduation music is a delight. And we've got some extended family members graduating in the next week or so. So that's super special. But I really loved how you started our time today. And that is that we graduate every day.
We absolutely do. And I'm going to wrap up with a final thought for all of us. And that is this. When we take our thinking, and as we graduate every day, we need to look at what it is that we're trying to learn and really think about that. And then we have to get outside of ourselves and think about who can help us and who is going to be on our team. For me, reading your books has been a valuable who. Listening to the podcasts is a who. The Audible books has been a who. And so I appreciate that. And I think for all of the listeners out there, if you are looking for an additional who to help you with things, then send an email. And the best thing to do is to go to hello@partnersforprosperity.com. And I'll make sure to put that in the show notes as well so that we can get more who's doing the things that are going to help us graduate to that next level. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
All right, thank you.
Good suggestions and good action for people to take.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, listeners, for being with us on another episode of the Prosperity Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Prosperity Podcast. To take control of your money and have it work for you, visit us at partnersforprosperity.com. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review.